Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're seeing more images of the devastation in Beirut after that massive explosion yesterday that rocked the Lebanese capital. The blast killed at least 100 people and wounded thousands, and the grim search for survivors continues. Rami Khoury is a senior fellow at the Middle East Initiative at Harvard's Kennedy School. He's also the former editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. And Rami, you live in Beirut when you're not at Harvard. What's going on through your mind at this point as you watch these horrible images?
Thank you. Actually, I live in Beirut most of the year, where I'm a professor and journalism professor. And a senior fellow at the American University of Beirut. That's my main work. So I'm going back and forth between Boston and Beirut. What's going through my mind is that this terrible tragedy did not happen in a vacuum. It happened because of incompetence and corruption and uncaring attitudes by government officials over many years and many governments, with the sort of silent, complicit acquiescence of international agencies, foreign governments, even those who are rushing now to give aid, knew what the Lebanese government and other Arab governments have been doing for decades and decades in terms of not serving their people well. And this is just one example of the kind of results that you get from this legacy of essentially amateurish, incompetent government.
We've been hearing a lot over the last few years about what you're talking about government corruption. We know that there's a lot of violence there as well. Initially, folks thought that this was a direct attack. Now we're learning that this could have been an accident, but you're saying that all of this plays into what ultimately is being deemed an accident. What are you hearing from your family and friends there? Are they all safe?
Well, first, tremendous shock at the humanitarian tragedy and the human suffering. It's an enormous level. 300,000 people now have not been able to live in their homes. Their homes have been destroyed, other than the dead and the injured. And the disruption of life, the wheat stock at the port was destroyed. Imports will now be slowed down. Medical requirements are not there. So extraordinary humanitarian suffering, and that's what people are focused on now. The second thing they're focused on is we're not surprised. They're saying this was inevitable because the government knew this ammonium nitrate was there. For years they knew about it. Appeals were made to judges, to government officials, and nothing was done. Therefore, it's not a accident. I mean, it happened. It was an accident that it happened, but it was an inevitable accident given the complacency and lassitude and incompetence of the Lebanese government at many levels. And the terrible thing is that this is common throughout the Arab world. Not every Arab country is like this, but certainly maybe two-thirds of them have these kinds of governments. And that's why people have been demonstrating in the streets since 2010 nonstop to change their entire regimes. So I think we need to listen to what the Arab demonstrators have been saying peacefully. We need to change the entire political systems of most of the Arab countries because this is the result.
Rami, you mentioned that an ammonia nitrate, people had been calling for that to be taken away from the port for quite a long time. The port is an important part of the infrastructure and the economy there. Lebanon is a country that was really on the verge of collapse due to an economic crisis. Coronavirus is surging there as well. And now this, how bad is the overall situation as you assess it now with these thousands of people displaced and more than 100 people now dead?
The situation is terrible. It's about as terrible as it can get with the convergence of all of these points that you mentioned, ways of human suffering, all of which could have been avoided because they are all a consequence of poor management cumulatively over several decades. That's the real tragedy. And that's why the Lebanese are rebelling and asking for better government, and we'll see it in the demands to have aid funds dispersed jointly with the government and civil society together.
Rami Kouri is a senior fellow at the Middle East Initiative at Harvard's Kennedy School. He's also the former editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. Rami, thank you so much for your time.